It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Ready for Patriots Friday?
Oh, born ready, Jones. Born ready. You survived Halloween, it looks like.
I survived Halloween. I did deflate again, of course, walking around.
I'm not surprised by that. Yeah. Did you go with the knockoff batteries again in the pack?
Yeah, I wasn't going to go buy real batteries. I just went with our cheap-ass Jones batteries that we had sitting in the drawer.
If there's ever a product you get what you pay for, it's batteries.
Oh,
it's AAA, AA.
For sure.
C batteries.
Lucas is running around with a bunch of trucks with lights that don't work and things like that in our house. It's just,
it would be fun if this thing lit up and made noise. It would be.
Yeah, it would be.
But unfortunately, we have these JV batteries.
You'd be living a very different life, but, you know, it's where mom bought these batteries in bulk at the dollar store.
Must be nice.
And, this is what we're going with. No, I deflated about halfway around our walk. I said, hey, Lucas,
all right.
Pull over. Kids are just ripping by. I'm like grabbing candy everywhere.
Yep.
I'm like, hey, pull over. I gotta change out my batteries.
Dad, I wanted to go trick-or-treating. I don't need you messing with your costume. That's fine. That's a good memory. That's a good memory for the kid. You remember my dad having to mess around with his costume? We missed out on like 10 more houses. That was a nice time.
That's legitimately what happened. How was your trick-or-treating?
It was pretty great. It was pretty great. I thought the two-year-old was going to maybe tap out sooner, but she did the whole lap with us.
Nice.
So everybody, we got like just tons and tons
she's
of candy.
Well rested. That makes sense.
She never sleeps, actually. She doesn't need it. She's on reserves, I guess.
I'm sure chocolate helped her.
But no. It was a blast. You know what was shocking?
Yeah.
Maybe the most shocking
I don't know.
Revelation.
What?
So I was still in uniform, as it were, costume.
Uh-huh.
And we're walking around and there's like a group of like three like 10-year-old dudes that like walk past us. Kid does a double take.
Uh-huh.
He goes, Raleigh Fingers? I go, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. Raleigh Fingers. Like, how could he have heard of Raleigh Fingers? His dad never probably heard of Raleigh Fingers, or not heard of him, but like his dad probably wouldn't be old enough to even see him play.
Right.
So I was like, it's kind of an obscure costume, but like a 10-year-old kid walking by.
What are you, an A's fan?
Maybe. Or just a huge fan of the game. Maybe he's like a little baseball historian.
Makes you feel good about the future of the sport.
100%, because you're like, we don't have a lot of young fans. Oh,
baseball is alive and well.
Kid in my town knows Raleigh Fingers, for God's sakes. Nick's theory was maybe he plays MLB The Show, and maybe he's some of these old unlockable
My characters. Guess is he's used Raleigh Fingers in The Show.
Is that an option?
I think so. I haven't played it in a couple of years.
Raleigh Fingers is an option in a video game present day 2020.
Yeah, he used Mickey Mantle. I think Raleigh Fingers is like one of the A's legends.
I mean, Raleigh Fingers is a 4-time Rolaids AIDS Relief Man of the Year. So if anybody's in the game.
I heard that a few times yesterday. So,
But that was pretty shocking, wasn't it? I was like, Raleigh Fingers. I'm like,
That's stunning. I'm shocked he's in the game. The A's got a lot of good legendary players.
They do.
Before you get to a 4-time Rolaids
Man. Ago, it was like Eck and Raleigh Fingers in the game.
And that's why people are in
Ricky
tears
Henderson,
about Oakland.
Mark McGuire? Like, you had to go to Raleigh Fingers?
Yeah,
that's why people are so upset.
Next year, I'm going to go as Walt Weiss. See if people like that.
I don't think kids are going to get that one.
No mustache.
Tommy John after 680 innings.
I don't have to worry about that. No, Walt Weiss? He's a little shortstop.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the guy from like 1897 that was...
No.
Was that Will White? He got through like 700 innings?
Sorry, Walter White.
Yeah.
He had one.
Making meth.
He had 1 year.
1 year.
1 year, 600 innings.
A 1 year wonder.
Not enough case.
Useless. You know what was surprising to me, though?
What?
Something that we didn't even tier on Tuesday that CeCe and Georgie got like... a surprising amount of different variations of chips.
Lucas got goldfish at a house.
Goldfish.
Yeah, he picked them. There was candy, and he chose the goldfish. I'm like, what are you doing? Who did I raise? But yeah, so you got a lot of chips.
She got Doritos.
Oh, nice.
She got a bag.
What kind of Doritos?
I think nacho cheese.
Okay, not bad. I like the Cooler Ranch, but not.
Yeah, they weren't Cooler Ranch.
Yeah.
She got animal crackers. She got like Utz barbecue chips.
Is that how you pronounce those?
Utz. How do you pronounce it?
Utz?
Utz.
It's not Utz.
Billy, can you break the tie on this Utz, Utz situation?
I wish I could, but I don't know which. I don't know the problem.
You don't know which? It's Utz. What do you mean?
Utz. I've always said Utz.
Utz.
Oh, two for Utz.
It's not
Nick? Utz.
I've always said Utz.
Utz. Yeah. Hey, is that, are you saying Utz?
I'm saying Utz.
Utz.
Oats. Yeah, I'm an Utz.
Ats?
Well, whenever. Either way, they make amazing
pretzels. Oh, look,
their
good
sour
pretzels,
cream and onion,
great chips. I like their products.
Ripples are awesome.
I don't know it enough to know how to say it, I guess. But
I was like, yeah, like multiple, a couple Doritos, a couple pretzels, a couple. I was like, I didn't even think of that. Like when we tiered all those candies, that wasn't even an option.
No, this is a good idea. Next year for Halloween, you should go as Keith Falk.
Keith Falk. That's not bad. Like a little bit of me, a little bit of him.
That's pretty good.
Blend the two.
So they got a lot of chips.
Yeah, well, I mean, more candy for sure, but like a decent amount of chips. Not a single Reese's Pieces to be found.
Yeah, Lucas had none of that
either.
None. So let me ask you, did you, when we were kids, did you go to a house and get like one kind of candy or was there always a choice?
It's a good question. I think both.
Because I feel like when
I think there was some that had like the bucket and it was all variety. And then there were some that were like a Snickers house.
Yeah, I'm a Nestle Crunch Bar house or whatever. Yeah. I feel like I had a very large variety of candy when I was a kid. And I'd come home and I'd dump out my pillowcase.
Yeah.
Kids don't trick or treat with pillowcases anymore either.
I saw a couple.
Did
I saw
you?
A couple walking around.
Okay,
yeah,
I did not
our
see
girls
that.
Didn't, but I saw a couple
so
of
I
that.
Come home, I dump out my pillowcase, all kinds of different candies. And it's not like I was like choosing them. It was just kind of presented to me.
Yep.
Lucas basically... I'm exaggerating a touch.
Okay.
Basically, all Kit Kats
Ooh,
and all Reese's.
It's the goat!
Which is great. That's goat. Those are goat tier.
Those are goat.
But he was picking out, I think, what he knew. He wasn't going for things he didn't know. And so there was not a lot of variety.
Interesting.
Is that how it's sold now? Is it sold like those mixed bags and so everybody's just kind of getting the same stuff? I feel like we have way more variety.
Maybe just the way it's being sold. I think if you go to the store now, the best bang for your buck is like the Twix Snickers combo or whatever it is. So I think maybe... those are all good. Those are all deadly.
Right.
I guess that's probably what that is. I don't know. Also, we did everybody trick-or-treated together, so we left a bucket of candy, and then when we came home, it was gone. Your theory.
Estimate, one kid.
Chances of one kid taking all of the candy, or they each took like two or three and were,
one
responsible.
Kid, one kid went nuts.
Probably the first kid that came by when we left.
Yeah, that's what I would imagine.
The second we walked away, he just, scooped them all up. But good for him.
How much candy in a bucket? Hundreds of pieces?
Yeah, probably.
Really?
Like, decent-sized bucket.
Okay, we left like a small bowl. We don't get a lot of trick-or-treaters on our street. Same thing. We came back, no candy.
Gone.
Yeah, gone.
We were also gone for a while, but I would assume we did one kid.
We did a full trick-or-treat. I mean, an hour, 90 minutes, something like that, and we came back and it was all gone. Yeah.
So the only reason why I think maybe one kid didn't empty it is because when we were on our journey around the neighborhood, we came across several buckets of candy, and they were full, and kids were taking two and leaving and that kind of thing. But it was probably one little maniac. He's just sitting there.
I think that...
Joke's on him, though, because my wife bought Skittles gummies. So, like, great, you got those
one
now.
One kid just filled up his whole bag with Blow Pops.
I thought these were real Skittles.
What the hell?
Like, no, dude, those are gummies.
No, but I think that reinforces the theory that it was one kid. All the other buckets were all full.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one kid filled up his bag, and he's like, I'm good.
He's like, I'm going to go to the Keefe house, and then you're done.
The one maniac.
Wait for them to leave.
If it was... No.
He was hiding behind a bush until we left, and he's like, all right.
If it was just a crowd of children all taking candy, and then all the buckets would be empty.
Well,
all the houses.
There were kids. I mean, we saw several kids. We saw the kid that knew Raleigh Fingers, for God's sakes. But yeah, they were all gone. Also, I think one Crunch Bar.
Ooh.
And the only reason I even got the Crunch
a full
Bar.
Full Crunch Bar?
No. Okay. The full bars were limited. There's like a full Starburst, a full Skittles, and a full Kit Kat. That's actually pretty
exciting. Lucas got a full Kit Kat. He was stoked about it.
Yeah,
what's a full Starburst? Like the
oh,
full,
like a like, long sleeve.
It's like 20 Starbursts in there.
That's you got one of those. Yeah,
I don't even love Starbursts, but that's nice.
And the only reason we got the crunch was it was kind of cheating because there was like a bowl left out, and I was up there with CeCe. I'm like, what about that blue one? She's like looking through, and I was like, maybe I get that. At this point, she's like, the bag's so heavy I can't even carry it. She's like, what about that blue one?
Well, that's true. At the end of trick or treating last night,
yeah,
Lucas was hitting like every third or fourth house.
Yeah, you got to skip a couple and just get home. At one point,
but
we're
like, I was
like,
Lucas, candy.
Candy.
I was like, candy.
He's like,
I'm thirsty, Dad. I'm like, I don't care.
I need to rest.
No, legitimately.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
He's like, Dad, don't you need to fix your costume?
You're like, yeah, I probably should get back
there.
He's
like, I'm thirsty, Dad. He said that to
He's
me.
Thirsty.
And I go, yeah, just hit a couple more
you
houses.
You didn't bring like a little water pack, like just climbing a mountain where you can take the
camelback?
Straw?
Yeah. I didn't get him a camelback. I should have.
Next year.
Yeah.
That way he'd be still out there trick-or-treating if you gave him one of those camelbacks.
Load him up. But no, the only other thing that happened to me, nothing super wild. My in-laws came up from Charlotte. And they've been here, in Charlestown for trick-or-treating in the past.
Yeah.
So they kind of know the deal. But it is, it's wild. It's a lot of kids.
Just kids everywhere.
And it's just, there's a parade. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on, right? And so I go, hey, we're going to go this way. And we start walking this way. I didn't realize my in-laws were following me. I assumed they were with my wife, who was going back home.
Mm-hmm.
Lucas goes, hey, I want to go see the fire truck right by the fire station. Goes, I want to see the fire truck.
Good kid opportunity loves, for a fire
kid
truck.
Kid loves fire trucks.
Yep.
No not doubt. Like you see that every day of your life.
Definitely not.
So he goes, I want to go see it. No candy there or anything. Nothing special.
No, but it's
going
a fire
on.
Truck.
He goes over. Yeah. We detour to the fire truck. Lose my in-laws.
Now they're just in the sea of costumes.
Yeah,
and people.
So, they know how to get back home. They just went, but they didn't.
But they're like, we thought we were with you.
They didn't
so you
seem
lost
thrilled.
Them.
Yeah, well, correct.
Got
they didn't. When we got back home, I go, how was it here with Kat? She's like, oh, we were behind you and we lost you somehow. And they didn't seem thrilled.
You're like,
they seem like they came all the way from North Carolina to experience Halloween with their grandson, and they felt
got it.
They felt a little like they missed
you're out. You're kind of like the girl from Halloween 4 who was out there with 8 kids, and then she lost them all. She lost every single kid trick-or-treating.
That's exactly the analogy I was going
to
bring
everybody
up.
On the street just disappeared outside of her.
Just boom, they're all gone. She's like talking to a guy for 1 second, then boom, the kids scatter. She's like, I don't know where anybody is. Like, you're responsible for 8 kids on Halloween. You might want to find them. No, but overall, I would say a big success.
Good
it
Halloween.
Was. It was warm.
Real nice.
I could have used 10, 20 degrees cooler. I like it crisp.
I had fans going part of the time while I was walking
you're
around.
You're a mess.
That cooled me down.
Yeah.
Until I ran out of batteries. But yeah, that cooled me down. So, good Halloween. I would say strong Halloween.
Yep. I love it.
But flip that calendar as we move forward here in the holiday season. Okay, Keith, it's Patriots Friday.
Yes, it is.
Strike May playing?
You know what? I think he is. It's kind of flipped on it. And that's the thing with the concussions. It's hard to really know for sure and to feel confident one way or the other on like a Monday or a Tuesday. But, if you're just taking the concussions from like watching them, for example, like we all saw Tua a few weeks back get hit. And you're like, oh my God, like he's out for a long time.
Well,
we
you
saw
see Devontae his
Adams
you see
last
his
night.
Reaction too. Like
sensor
just like,
pose, all that stuff.
That whole thing. Yeah.
That's
exactly.
What I'm saying. Like, and like out for a while, like this isn't one of those ones where you're on the sidelines talking to him and be like, oh, actually, you need to get looked at.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, stop what you're doing. The whole field gets quiet. Like, there is a difference. And these guys can pass the protocols. We've gone over it because it's Drake May. We've gone over it this week, all the different stages. And the fact that on Wednesday, he was already limited, right? Their first practice of the week, he's limited. Mayo told us how he's, he gets to throw a little bit, half hour, whatever. You're like, oh, okay.
No, that was... I did not expect that.
No.
Van Pelt yesterday said he was hopeful he was going to play. So
I'm like, now I kind of think he is. And I like it. It is different than, rushing a guy back for a week 9 game off of like a hamstring injury. Like, you don't need to do that because then what if it gets it worse or he hurts something else because he's overcompensating for that? Like, that would be dumb. And then you might just be down this long line of hamstring injuries or ankle injuries or whatever it might be. This one's a little bit different. Like, if he's cleared to play, and I don't know what exactly he's doing at practice, but if he has enough practice time where they feel like he's prepared enough to go, like he's not going in there blind being like, I didn't really do much this week, that to me would make less sense. But if he's going up against what the Tennessee defense is going to do, if he has enough reps in practice where he feels comfortable to start an NFL game, then he should do it.
So I'm with you on that, and I did not expect all week he was going to be out there and playing in the game. We got the update late in the show yesterday that he was going to go through, limited, but he was going to do more at practice yesterday than he had done and actually be a participant in practice, unlike the day prior where he was just throwing for a portion of the practice. I think he's going to play. Yeah. And I'm surprised we're at this point, but I do think he's going to play. And I would play him. I've said all week long, if he gets cleared, he should play. That's how I feel about it. I don't know if that's how everybody feels about it. You can jump in at 617-779-7937. A lot of ways you can get in touch with the show here today. That's the phone number. You can also text us 37937. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can follow along on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can watch there. You can chat there. As always, very healthy chat going on. I think I saw a poll scroll by real quick about the pronunciation of Utz.
They're going Utz.
I don't think that's what was winning,
Oots.
But I'll circle back
Utz.
To it. That's
I think
going
it was winning.
In the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI.
We may never know.
Or you can view on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. So do you want Drake May to play? Do you think it's reckless to play him? Should he be out there, assuming he's cleared? I'm fine with it. And I think he is going to play. I'm now at that point. How do the Patriots beat Tennessee this week, with or without Drake May? How do they beat the Titans?
Well, I think the Titans, they aren't going to score a lot of points. Like, I just, their offense is pretty bad. It's been bad all year. So it might be as simple as, like, you can't give them the game, right? Like, a lot of times when you have these bad teams playing against each other, how much is it the other team kind of giving you the game, right? And it's not just a bad team matchup, right? Even when the Patriots were good for years, you'd see that. But I just think if the Patriots don't do a lot of dumb stuff, like, they can win the game. I feel like at the end of a 2-win team versus a 1-win team, you're going to be talking on Monday more about how, oh my God, that team lost it, than you are, oh, they went out there and really just took it from them. Like, neither team is over the top skilled or anything like that. So if you don't give them ridiculous short fields, because both offenses kind of need the short field, and whether that's a turnover on offense or whether that's giving up a big special teams play, if you can cut that down, and then, like, this is one that you can grind out to, like, a 17-10 win.
So I think it's pretty simple. They have to keep building on stopping the run from last week. You know, they don't have much. Ridley's a weapon in the passing game, but can the quarterbacks get it to him? I think it's very debatable.
Not much.
I think you got to stop Pollard on the ground, and if you do that, I think you're fine. And they were better, not great, but better stopping the run last week. If you continue to do that, I think they win this game, whether it's Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. And at last check, they're an underdog in that game, so maybe a buying opportunity.
Yeah.
And we know buying opportunities when we see one, Keith.
Oh, man.
We were all over Houston last
night. And we knew.
Hams on hams lost, being spent.
Lost a lot of hams last night.
So many hams.
Problem was, we knew it was a losing bet. We're like, why are the Texans underdogs?
We kind of knew it was a sucker bet, and yet we still said, but it looks so good.
Well, you know what it was?
Kind of makes, like, that a sucker bet.
If I know it's a sucker bet,
yeah,
and they know it's a sucker bet, it's the right bet.
Reverse sucker bet.
They cancel out.
Yeah.
But no, turns out it was just, you should have picked the Jets.
No, that bet sucked. There's no doubt about it.
That was horrible. And now the Texans, not to give away all of Tier Tuesday next week, but they got to be shooketh. That is a bad, a bad loss.
Early tease.
Texans,
for
bad
Tier
loss.
Tuesday. Plunk them right down in the shooketh tier. So a lot coming up on a Patriots Friday. We will get to Thursday Night Football. Garrett Wilson, unbelievable in that game last night. We have the Bozo touchdown parlay that we'll get to at 10:45. We're hurting on that one, too. We got to get some hams back for that.
Oh, that's what we do.
Yeah.
We win this one. Boom, sky's the limit. Also, I was talking to both the parlay princess and the parlay playboy before our show started. They both got several hams fire.
Okay.
Yeah, multi-leg parlays.
We can look at some of their bets?
Yo, yeah.
Okay, maybe we'll put those under microscope later on as well. We'll get to the Bruins. Keith had his scoop yesterday. Monty on the hot seat. That seat must have burst into flames last night based on the way the Bruins
cool
played.
Off at all. Stop putting gasoline on it, Monty. That's not going to help the seat.
So that's at 11 o'clock. We're going to talk to DeMarcus Covington today. We're going to talk to Dietrich Wise today on a Patriots Friday. Of course, Friday 4-pack, 11:20. And everyone's favorite.
Oh, the keys. Keys are warming up.
Keys,
over there.
Keys at 1 o'clock sharp. Nice. So stay tuned for all of it here. Billy Lanny has the latest in trending. And when we come back, speaking of hot seats, is Rob Mayo's seat getting a little hot? One outlet thinks so. We'll get to it right after the update. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.